The Age of Wonder by Richard Holmes. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary: The Age of Wonder by Richard Holmes is a book about the Romantic Age of Science, a period of time in the late 18th and early 19th centuries when scientific exploration and discovery was at its peak. The book focuses on the lives and works of five major figures of the period: Joseph Banks, William Herschel, Humphrey Davy, Mary Somerville, and Charles Babbage. It also looks at the wider context of the period, including the impact of the French Revolution, the Industrial Revolution, and the rise of the British Empire. The book begins with a look at Joseph Banks, the botanist who sailed with Captain Cook on his first voyage to the South Pacific. Banks was a major figure in the scientific exploration of the period, and his work helped to establish the Royal Society as a major scientific institution. The book then moves on to William Herschel, the astronomer who discovered the planet Uranus and made major advances in the field of astronomy. The next figure discussed is Humphrey Davy, the chemist who discovered the elements sodium and potassium. Davy was a major figure in the development of chemistry, and his work helped to establish the field as a major scientific discipline. The book then looks at Mary Somerville, the mathematician and astronomer who wrote the first popular science book. Finally, the book looks at Charles Babbage, the mathematician and inventor who developed the first mechanical computer. The Age of Wonder is an engaging and informative look at the Romantic Age of Science. It provides an in-depth look at the lives and works of the major figures of the period, as well as the wider context in which they worked. It is an essential read for anyone interested in the history of science and the development of modern science. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Age of Wonder is a period of scientific exploration and discovery in the late 18th and early 19th centuries. Idea summary: The Age of Wonder was a time of great scientific advancement, when many of the world's greatest minds were pushing the boundaries of knowledge and making incredible discoveries. The Age of Wonder was a period of scientific exploration and discovery in the late 18th and early 19th centuries. It was a time of great progress and advancement, when many of the world's greatest minds were pushing the boundaries of knowledge and making incredible discoveries. During this period, scientists such as Joseph Priestley, Humphrey Davy, and Michael Faraday made groundbreaking discoveries in the fields of chemistry, electricity, and optics. They developed new theories and technologies that would shape the modern world, and their work laid the foundation for the Industrial Revolution. The Age of Wonder was also a time of great intellectual curiosity and debate. Scientists were eager to share their ideas and discoveries with each other, and the public was fascinated by the new knowledge being revealed. This period saw the rise of popular science books, which were written to explain the latest scientific theories and discoveries to a wider audience. It was also a time of great public lectures, where scientists would present their work to large audiences. The Age of Wonder was a period of great progress and advancement, and it laid the foundation for the modern world. It was a time of intellectual curiosity and debate, and it saw the rise of popular science books and public lectures. It was a time of great discovery and exploration, and it was a time when the world's greatest minds were pushing the boundaries of knowledge. Main idea number 2. Joseph Banks was a key figure in the Age of Wonder, leading the way in botanical exploration and discovery. Idea summary: Joseph Banks was a prominent figure in the Age of Wonder, leading the way in botanical exploration and discovery, and helping to shape the scientific landscape of the time. Joseph Banks was a key figure in the Age of Wonder, leading the way in botanical exploration and discovery. He was a prominent naturalist and explorer, and was instrumental in the development of the scientific landscape of the time. Banks was a member of the Royal Society, and was appointed as the official naturalist on Captain Cook's first voyage to the Pacific in 1768. During this voyage, Banks collected and documented thousands of specimens of plants, animals, and minerals, and was the first to bring back to Europe a wide variety of plants from the South Pacific. He also made important contributions to the study of botany, zoology, and geology, and was a major influence in the development of the science of taxonomy. Banks was also a major proponent of the idea of the natural history of the world, and was a key figure in the development of the field of ecology. He was a tireless advocate for the preservation of nature, and was a major influence in the development of the modern conservation movement. Banks was a true pioneer of the Age of Wonder, and his contributions to science and exploration are still felt today. Main idea number 3. William Herschel was an astronomer who made groundbreaking discoveries about the universe. Idea summary: William Herschel was an astronomer who made groundbreaking discoveries about the universe during the Age of Wonder, including the discovery of the planet Uranus. William Herschel was an astronomer who made groundbreaking discoveries about the universe during the Age of Wonder. He was born in Germany in 1738 and moved to England in 1757, where he began his career as a musician. However, his passion for astronomy soon took over and he began to devote himself to the study of the stars. Herschel's most famous discovery was the planet Uranus, which he discovered in 1781. This was the first planet to be discovered since ancient times and it revolutionized our understanding of the solar system. He also discovered two of Uranus' moons, Titania and Oberon, and two of Saturn's moons, Enceladus and Mimas. He also made important contributions to the field of stellar astronomy, including the discovery of binary stars and the cataloging of thousands of nebulae. Herschel's discoveries were instrumental in advancing our understanding of the universe and inspiring a new generation of astronomers. His work was celebrated during the Age of Wonder, and he was even knighted by King George III in recognition of his achievements. Main idea number 4. Humphrey Davy was a chemist who made significant contributions to the field of chemistry. Idea summary: Humphrey Davy was a chemist who made significant contributions to the field of chemistry during the Age of Wonder, including the discovery of several elements. Humphrey Davy was a chemist who made significant contributions to the field of chemistry during the Age of Wonder. He was born in 1778 in Cornwall, England, and was educated at the Penzance Grammar School. Davy was a brilliant student and was soon appointed as a lecturer at the Royal Institution in London. He was a pioneer in the field of electrochemistry, and his experiments led to the discovery of several elements, including sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium, and barium. He also developed the Davy lamp, a safety lamp used in coal mines to detect the presence of flammable gases. Davy's work was highly influential in the development of modern chemistry, and he was awarded the Royal Society's Copley Medal in 1812 for his contributions to the field. Davy was also a prolific writer, and his works include elements of chemical philosophy, researches, chemical and philosophical, and consolations in travel. He was a popular lecturer, and his lectures at the Royal Institution were attended by many of the leading scientists of the day. Davy's work was highly influential in the development of modern chemistry, and he was awarded the Royal Society's Copley Medal in 1812 for his contributions to the field. Davy's legacy lives on today, and his discoveries and inventions are still used in modern chemistry. He is remembered as one of the most influential chemists of the Age of Wonder, and his work continues to inspire scientists and students alike. Main idea number 5. Mary Somerville was a mathematician and scientist who made important contributions to the field of mathematics. Idea summary: Mary Somerville was a mathematician and scientist who made important contributions to the field of mathematics during the Age of Wonder, including the development of the concept of mathematical modeling. Mary Somerville was a mathematician and scientist who made important contributions to the field of mathematics during the Age of Wonder. She was born in 1780 in Scotland and was educated at home by her father. She was a self-taught mathematician and scientist, and her work was highly respected by her peers. She was the first woman to be elected to the Royal Society of London, and she was also the first woman to be awarded a degree from the University of London. Somerville's most important contribution to mathematics was the development of the concept of mathematical modeling. This concept allowed for the use of mathematics to explain and predict natural phenomena. She also wrote several books on mathematics and science, including The Mechanism of the Heavens and On the Connection of the Physical Sciences. Her work was highly influential in the development of modern science, and she is remembered as one of the most important figures of the Age of Wonder. Main idea number 6. Charles Babbage was a mathematician and inventor who developed the first mechanical computer. Idea summary: Charles Babbage was a mathematician and inventor who developed the first mechanical computer during the Age of Wonder, paving the way for the development of modern computers. Charles Babbage was a mathematician and inventor who lived during the Age of Wonder. He is best known for his development of the first mechanical computer, which he called the difference engine. Babbage's invention was revolutionary for its time, as it was the first machine capable of performing complex calculations. This invention paved the way for the development of modern computers, which are now ubiquitous in our lives. Babbage's difference engine was a mechanical calculator that could perform mathematical calculations with great accuracy. It was powered by a hand crank and used a series of gears and levers to perform its calculations. Babbage's invention was a major breakthrough in the field of computing, as it was the first machine capable of performing complex calculations. This invention was a major step forward in the development of modern computers. Babbage's invention was a major milestone in the history of computing, as it was the first machine capable of performing complex calculations. This invention paved the way for the development of modern computers, which are now ubiquitous in our lives. Babbage's invention was a major breakthrough in the field of computing, as it allowed for the automation of complex calculations and the development of more powerful computers. Main idea number 7. Michael Faraday was a physicist who made important discoveries about electricity and magnetism. Idea summary: Michael Faraday was a physicist who made important discoveries about electricity and magnetism during the Age of Wonder, including the discovery of electromagnetic induction. Michael Faraday was a physicist who made important discoveries about electricity and magnetism during the Age of Wonder. He was born in 1791 in London, England, and was the son of a blacksmith. Faraday was largely self-taught, and his scientific career began when he was apprenticed to a bookbinder. During this time, he read widely and attended lectures at the Royal Institution. Faraday's most important discovery was that of electromagnetic induction, which states that a changing magnetic field can induce an electric current in a conductor. This discovery laid the foundation for the development of electric motors and generators. Faraday also discovered the laws of electrolysis, which states that when an electric current is passed through a liquid, it will cause a chemical reaction. He also discovered the principles of the electric motor and the transformer. Faraday's discoveries revolutionized the field of electricity and magnetism, and his work laid the foundation for the development of modern electrical technology. He was also a great popularizer of science, and his lectures at the Royal Institution were attended by thousands of people. Faraday's work was highly influential, and he is considered one of the most important scientists of the 19th century. Main idea number 8. John Herschel was an astronomer who made important contributions to the field of astronomy. Idea summary: John Herschel was an astronomer who made important contributions to the field of astronomy during the Age of Wonder, including the discovery of several nebulae and star clusters. John Herschel was an astronomer who made important contributions to the field of astronomy during the Age of Wonder. He was the son of the famous astronomer William Herschel, and was born in 1792. He was educated at Cambridge and became a Fellow of the Royal Society in 1813. He was an avid observer of the night sky, and made several important discoveries, including the discovery of several nebulae in star clusters. He also developed a method of mapping the night sky, which was used by astronomers for many years. He also developed a method of photography, which allowed him to capture images of the night sky. He was also a prolific writer, and wrote several books on astronomy, including a treatise on astronomy and outlines of astronomy. His work was highly influential in the field of astronomy, and he is remembered as one of the most important astronomers of the Age of Wonder. Main idea number 9. Thomas Young was a physicist who made important contributions to the field of physics. Idea summary: Thomas Young was a physicist who made important contributions to the field of physics during the Age of Wonder, including the discovery of the wave nature of light. Thomas Young was a physicist who made important contributions to the field of physics during the Age of Wonder. He was a polymath who made significant advances in many areas of science, including optics, physiology, and mathematics. Young's most famous contribution to physics was his discovery of the wave nature of light. He proposed the wave theory of light in 1801, which was later confirmed by the experiments of Augustin Fresnel. Young also made important contributions to the field of optics, including the discovery of the interference of light and the discovery of the principle of the superposition of light. He also made important contributions to the field of physiology, including the discovery of the Young-Helmholtz theory of color vision. Young's work was instrumental in the development of the field of physics during the Age of Wonder. Main idea number 10. Charles Darwin was a naturalist who developed the theory of evolution. Idea summary: Charles Darwin was a naturalist who developed the theory of evolution during the Age of Wonder, revolutionizing the way we think about the natural world. Charles Darwin was a naturalist who developed the theory of evolution during the Age of Wonder. His groundbreaking work revolutionized the way we think about the natural world. Darwin's theory of evolution proposed that all species of life have descended over time from common ancestors, and that the process of natural selection is the mechanism by which evolutionary change occurs. This idea was revolutionary at the time, as it contradicted the widely accepted view that species were fixed and unchanging. Darwin's work provided a scientific basis for the diversity of life on Earth, and has since been accepted as one of the most important scientific theories of all time. Darwin's work was based on his observations of the natural world, and his ability to draw connections between seemingly disparate phenomena. He was able to identify patterns in the behavior of different species, and to explain how these patterns could be explained by the process of natural selection. His work was also informed by his extensive travels, during which he collected specimens and made detailed notes on the behavior of different species. Darwin's work was revolutionary in its implications, and it has since been used to explain the diversity of life on Earth and the process of evolution. Main idea number 11. Joseph Priestley was a chemist who made important discoveries about the properties of gases. Idea summary: Joseph Priestley was a chemist who made important discoveries about the properties of gases during the Age of Wonder, including the discovery of oxygen. Joseph Priestley was a chemist who made important discoveries about the properties of gases during the Age of Wonder. He was a pioneering scientist who was fascinated by the potential of gases and their effects on the environment. He was the first to discover oxygen, which he called dephlogisticated air, and he also discovered the properties of carbon dioxide, ammonia, and hydrogen. He was also the first to isolate sulfur dioxide and nitrous oxide. His experiments with gases led to the development of the first gas-powered engines, and he was also the first to use electricity to produce gases. Priestley's discoveries revolutionized the field of chemistry and laid the groundwork for the modern understanding of gases. Priestley's work was also influential in the development of the Industrial Revolution. His experiments with gases and electricity helped to create the first steam engines, which were used to power factories and other industrial processes. He also developed a method of producing carbon dioxide, which was used to carbonate drinks and create the first soda fountains. His discoveries also helped to create the first gas lighting systems, which were used to light homes and businesses. Joseph Priestley's discoveries and experiments during the Age of Wonder were instrumental in the development of modern chemistry and the Industrial Revolution. His work helped to create the modern understanding of gases and their properties, and his experiments with electricity and gases helped to create the first steam engines and gas lighting systems. His discoveries revolutionized the field of chemistry and laid the groundwork for the modern understanding of gases. Main idea number 12. William Woole was a philosopher who developed the concept of scientific method. Idea summary: William Woole was a philosopher who developed the concept of scientific method during the Age of Wonder, helping to shape the way science is conducted today. William Woole was a philosopher who developed the concept of scientific method during the Age of Wonder. He was a major figure in the development of the scientific method, which is the process of gathering evidence and testing hypotheses to form theories. Wu argued that science should be based on observation and experimentation, rather than on speculation and intuition. He also argued that scientific theories should be tested and revised as new evidence is discovered. He believed that science should be conducted in a systematic and organized manner, and that it should be open to criticism and debate. Wu's ideas helped to shape the way science is conducted today, and his influence can still be seen in the way scientists approach their work. Wu was a proponent of the idea that science should be conducted in a collaborative manner, with scientists working together to form theories and test hypotheses. He argued that science should be conducted in an open and transparent manner, with scientists sharing their findings and debating their theories. He also argued that science should be conducted with an open mind, and that scientists should be willing to revise their theories in light of new evidence. Wu's ideas helped to shape the way science is conducted today, and his influence can still be seen in the way scientists approach their work. Main idea number 13. William Smith was a geologist who developed the first geological map of England. Idea summary: William Smith was a geologist who developed the first geological map of England during the Age of Wonder, helping to revolutionize the field of geology. William Smith was a geologist who lived during the Age of Wonder, a period of scientific exploration and discovery in the late 18th and early 19th centuries. Smith was a self-taught surveyor and geologist who developed the first geological map of England. His map was revolutionary in that it showed the distribution of different types of rocks across the country, and it was the first of its kind. Smith's map was a major breakthrough in the field of geology, and it helped to establish the science as a legitimate field of study. Smith's work was so influential that he is now known as the father of English geology. Smith's map was the result of years of painstaking work. He traveled across England, studying the rocks and collecting samples. He then used his observations to create a map that showed the distribution of different types of rocks across the country. Smith's map was a major breakthrough in the field of geology, and it helped to establish the science as a legitimate field of study. Smith's work was so influential that he is now known as the father of English geology. Smith's map was a major contribution to the field of geology, and it helped to revolutionize the way that geologists studied the Earth. His work was so influential that it is still used today, and it has helped to shape the way that geologists understand the Earth. Smith's work was a major breakthrough in the field of geology, and it helped to establish the science as a legitimate field of study. Main idea number 14. John Dalton was a chemist who developed the atomic theory of matter. Idea summary: John Dalton was a chemist who developed the atomic theory of matter during the Age of Wonder, helping to shape the way we think about the structure of matter. John Dalton was a chemist who lived during the Age of Wonder, a period of scientific exploration and discovery in the late 18th and early 19th centuries. He is best known for his development of the atomic theory of matter, which states that all matter is composed of small, indivisible particles called atoms. Dalton's atomic theory revolutionized the way scientists thought about the structure of matter, and it laid the foundation for modern chemistry. Dalton's atomic theory was based on his observations of the physical and chemical properties of different elements. He proposed that atoms of different elements had different sizes and weights, and that atoms of the same element were all identical. He also suggested that atoms could combine to form compounds, and that the ratio of atoms in a compound was always the same. This idea of atomic structure and the laws of chemical combination formed the basis of modern chemistry. Dalton's atomic theory was met with skepticism at first, but it eventually gained acceptance and helped to shape the way we think about the structure of matter. His work was a major contribution to the Age of Wonder, and it continues to influence modern science today. Main idea number 15. George Cuvier was a naturalist who developed the concept of extinction. Idea summary: George Cuvier was a naturalist who developed the concept of extinction during the Age of Wonder, helping to shape the way we think about the history of life on Earth. George Cuvier was a French naturalist who lived during the Age of Wonder. He was a renowned scientist who made significant contributions to the field of zoology and paleontology. Cuvier was the first to develop the concept of extinction, which he proposed in 1796. He argued that species could become extinct due to natural causes, such as changes in the environment or competition from other species. This was a revolutionary idea at the time, as it contradicted the prevailing belief that all species had been created by God and were therefore immortal. Cuvier's concept of extinction helped to shape the way we think about the history of life on Earth, and it remains an important part of modern evolutionary theory. Cuvier's work was also influential in the development of comparative anatomy. He studied the anatomy of living and extinct species, and used his observations to draw conclusions about the relationships between them. He argued that the similarities between species could be used to infer their evolutionary history. This was a major breakthrough in the field of evolutionary biology, and it helped to establish the idea that species could change over time. Cuvier's work was instrumental in the development of the modern theory of evolution, and it continues to be an important part of our understanding of the history of life on Earth. Main idea number 16. Jean-Baptiste Lamarck was a naturalist who developed the theory of evolution by natural selection. Idea summary: Jean-Baptiste Lamarck was a naturalist who developed the theory of evolution by natural selection during the Age of Wonder, helping to shape the way we think about the history of life on Earth. Jean-Baptiste Lamarck was a French naturalist who lived during the Age of Wonder, a period of scientific exploration and discovery in the late 18th and early 19th centuries. He was a pioneer in the field of evolutionary biology, developing the theory of evolution by natural selection. Lamarck's theory proposed that organisms could pass on traits acquired during their lifetime to their offspring, and that these traits could accumulate over time, leading to the evolution of new species. This idea was revolutionary at the time, and it helped to shape the way we think about the history of life on Earth. Lamarck's theory was eventually superseded by Charles Darwin's theory of evolution by natural selection, which proposed that species evolve through the process of random mutation and natural selection. However, Lamarck's ideas still remain influential in evolutionary biology, and his work helped to lay the foundations for modern evolutionary theory. Main idea number 17. William Herschel was an astronomer who developed the concept of stellar evolution. Idea summary: William Herschel was an astronomer who developed the concept of stellar evolution during the Age of Wonder, helping to shape the way we think about the evolution of stars. William Herschel was an astronomer who developed the concept of stellar evolution during the Age of Wonder. He was the first to suggest that stars were not static, but rather that they evolved over time. Herschel's work was revolutionary, as it challenged the prevailing view of the universe as a static, unchanging entity. He proposed that stars were born, aged, and eventually died, and that the universe was constantly changing. Herschel's work was instrumental in helping to shape the way we think about the evolution of stars today. Herschel's work was based on his observations of the night sky. He noticed that some stars were brighter than others, and that some stars seemed to be in different stages of evolution. He also noticed that some stars were surrounded by nebulae, which he believed were the remnants of stars that had died. By studying these observations, Herschel was able to develop a theory of stellar evolution that has since been accepted by the scientific community. Herschel's work was a major contribution to the Age of Wonder, and it helped to shape the way we think about the universe today. His work was revolutionary, and it helped to open up a new field of study that has since become a major part of astronomy. Herschel's work was instrumental in helping to shape the way we think about the evolution of stars, and it is still relevant today. Main idea number 18. William Playfair was a mathematician who developed the concept of statistical graphics. Idea summary: William Playfair was a mathematician who developed the concept of statistical graphics during the Age of Wonder, helping to shape the way we think about data visualization. William Playfair was a mathematician who developed the concept of statistical graphics during the Age of Wonder. His work revolutionized the way we think about data visualization, allowing us to quickly and easily interpret complex data sets. Playfair's graphical representations of data, such as bar charts, line graphs, and pie charts, are still widely used today. He also developed the concept of time series graphs, which are used to track changes in data over time. Playfair's work was a major contribution to the field of statistics and data visualization, and his ideas continue to shape the way we think about data today. Playfair's work was part of a larger trend during the Age of Wonder, when scientists and thinkers were exploring new ways of understanding the world around them. His work was part of a larger effort to make sense of the vast amounts of data that were being collected during this period. By developing graphical representations of data, Playfair was able to make complex data sets easier to interpret and understand. His work was a major contribution to the field of statistics and data visualization, and his ideas continue to shape the way we think about data today. Main idea number 19. Edward Jenner was a physician who developed the first vaccine. Idea summary: Edward Jenner was a physician who developed the first vaccine during the Age of Wonder, helping to revolutionize the field of medicine. Edward Jenner was a physician who lived during the Age of Wonder, a period of scientific exploration and discovery in the late 18th and early 19th centuries. He is best known for his development of the first vaccine, which he created by inoculating a young boy with cowpox in 1796. This revolutionary discovery helped to reduce the spread of smallpox, a deadly disease that had plagued humanity for centuries. Jenner's work was a major milestone in the history of medicine, and it helped to usher in a new era of scientific progress. Jenner's discovery was met with both praise and criticism. While some hailed him as a hero for his groundbreaking work, others were skeptical of his methods and questioned the safety of his vaccine. Despite the controversy, Jenner's work was eventually accepted and his vaccine was widely adopted. This helped to reduce the spread of smallpox and saved countless lives. Edward Jenner's discovery of the first vaccine was a major milestone in the history of medicine. His work helped to revolutionize the field and ushered in a new era of scientific progress. His vaccine was eventually accepted and widely adopted, helping to reduce the spread of smallpox and save countless lives. Main idea number 20. Joseph Lister was a surgeon who developed the concept of antiseptic surgery. Idea summary: Joseph Lister was a surgeon who developed the concept of antiseptic surgery during the Age of Wonder, helping to revolutionize the field of surgery. Joseph Lister was a surgeon who developed the concept of antiseptic surgery during the Age of Wonder. He was born in 1827 in England and studied medicine at the University of London. Lister was inspired by the work of Louis Pasteur, who had recently discovered the germ theory of disease. Lister realized that if germs were the cause of disease, then they could also be the cause of infection in wounds. He began to experiment with antiseptic solutions, such as carbolic acid, to kill germs and prevent infection. Lister's work revolutionized the field of surgery. Before his discoveries, surgery was a dangerous and often deadly procedure. Infection was common and often fatal. With the introduction of antiseptic surgery, the risk of infection was greatly reduced and the success rate of surgery increased dramatically. Lister's work was so successful that it was adopted by surgeons all over the world. Lister's work was a major breakthrough in the Age of Wonder. His discoveries helped to make surgery a much safer and more successful procedure. His work also helped to pave the way for the development of modern medicine and the use of antibiotics to treat infection. Lister's work was a major contribution to the advancement of medical science and helped to save countless lives.